The Fancy Beast Workout. Dumbbells, non-stop dance, focus, music trance, dried fruit, and gradually increasing intensity. A workout does not actually start at the gym. You don't have to sign up at first. A workout is not just about strength. It is above all about endurance. That is what the joggers focus on at first, though they don't increase their weights. At first, it is very hard to run the full jogging route, but joggers keep training and keep waiting for the body to adapt. That is what you have to do first. Focus on eliminating your rest periods with the lightest dumbbells. You should do that outdoors, where the scenery is always changing. This is as simple as first walking, then power walking, and finally lightly jogging with dumbbells. The gym version of that looks very similar to 1980s aerobics. It's mostly dance, all dumbbells, and lots of motion and twisting and turning. Once you can do that for an hour, you must aim to up your dumbbells, but only by 2 pounds. This is why eventually you need the gym. The dumbbells just become too cumbersome. It is easy to trip when you walk in a park with dumbbells above your head, and if you do fall, your hands are busy and you can hurt yourself. So once you build up your endurance for a non-stop hour-long dance workout, then you go to the gym and up your weights by 2 or 2.5 pounds. Here, you can do bicep curls, lift to the side, lift in front, palm down, and most importantly, above your head, where lots of your muscles can rest. This mixing of dumbbell exercises to let your muscles rest is what helps you with your non-stop workout. You rest while working out. You also need hard-to-digest carbohydrates in your system, like dried fruit, and music, which will give you energy and focus. When you lift to the beat of songs, you distract yourself away from stopping. But you have to make sure that your songs are slow at first, and that you hit every beat. Your dumbbells should not be so light that you can lift some more, but not so heavy that they make you stop. Stopping to rest is slow fitness. It reveals that you are lifting weights that your body can't yet handle. You'll get there eventually and gradually. For now, you have to train your body with what works. If you jump ahead of what it can handle, your body will not adapt as smoothly, effectively, and quickly, because you are not giving it a fighting chance to actually finish the workout. That is how most people ruin their daily workouts. With lifting heavy, they never grow bigger muscles because they can't lift heavier. Their workout is about lifting a crushing weight about 50 times, and then they are forced to sit around and wait for their body to recover somehow. Their weights are just so heavy that they can't add 5 more lifts or 5 more pounds. And even if they did, all that sitting around will not push their body very far, nor very fast. The whole point of fitness and bodybuilding is to push on all fronts, in all kinds of ways. Our bodies are not a precisely designed machine. They are a work of chaos, so you have to send signals in all kinds of ways. For example, lift to the beats of ever so slightly faster songs. Lift for 10 minutes more. Show up more frequently to the gym. And of course, lifting heavier, maybe adding wrist and ankle weights, and considering a weight vest. Once you establish that hour-long workout, you can only push by a little bit. So all these little adjustments take a very long time, months and years. Eventually, your 3 pounds per hand becomes 15 and 20, and you still dance to fast songs. Quickly moving dumbbells are extremely hard to stop. A non-stop workout will transform your body much faster than sets and reps. It will give you large, powerful, and useful muscles that won't take years to develop. Be careful. Don't let anybody trick you into sets and reps. Heavy sets stop you all the time. They are very limiting and slow to show progress. This only becomes a greater problem when you're always switching from one machine to another, which is very distracting, and then isolate muscle groups or sit around. A dumbbell dance with gradual increase of intensity covers the full body, arms, legs, abdominal area, and back. And because you are always moving, you never lose your slow jogging ability. You can shuffle through parks for hours without ever running out of breath. With a high-volume, multi-hour, non-stop workout, you get the muscle, the strength, the flexibility, the endurance, the fast progress, and most importantly, without any real risk of serious injury.